insurrection, obstruction, indictments, civilly liable for sexual abuse. The one man responsible for all that could be sitting in a prison cell on Election Day and still be elected Commander-in-Chief for these United States. That man is beholden to Putin, weakened NATO the last time around, and is currently tying himself to wealthy Saudi oil money. He enriched himself when government stated his properties. He campaigned on wanting to use government to go after his political rivals and wants to expand executive power. If Donald Trump is reelected, our nation is lost. So let's roll up our sleeves, get to work, and tell the MAGA folks no more before it's too late.
Terry code 914-803-4131. 914-803-4131. That is right. We have phones again. Blog Talk Radio apparently has their stuff together. I did change a setting on my OBS software, so it looks like I might be a little bit delayed. I don't know if you're noticing any issues with the videos. Let me know. Otherwise, you know, I might have to change the settings for the next stream. I'm not sure. If you don't want to call us, we do have somebody waiting on hold already, which is cool. Well, that could very well be Wes, I think. Otherwise, we do have, and I did get, apparently the chat widget thing is working as well. So that's pretty awesome too. I don't know if I'm going to have that on the whole time, but I did want to see if that would be working. So let's shut that off right now. Just I want to make sure it was working. Shout out to the mod squad, Aaron and Jolie. Shout out to all the sparklers out there. I just happened to Hal apparently went live right before I went live, but I did do as I promised that I made it rain in both his Twitch and YouTube channels with subscribe $50 super chat. I vote him like $100. I was like, I promised that as soon as I made YouTube partner, I would make it rain for Hal. I made it rain for Hal. So there you go. Fortunately, he's a very sad story about the Olsen family. So unfortunately, that's a sad story, but I did have to jump on here. But anyway, so we are now dual streaming. We are on both YouTube and on Twitch. I got it set up. I'm actually able to upgrade my to have it work properly, which is awesome. And my prediction was correct. Aaron West would be the first super chat. And she is indeed the first super chat. I told my wife, I was like, there you go. I was like, I knew the first super chat would be Aaron. And it in fact is, she in fact is the first super chat. So thank you very much, Aaron, for that super chat. I appreciate you for that as well. You are awesome for that. The ways to support the show, as always, you could always like this video, subscribe to the channel, share videos, comment on videos that are live just to get the algorithms going. We can always as well. What else can we do? go to Twitch, twitch.tv/liberaldanradio. Make sure we need to get those followers up to 50 in order for me to become an affiliate there as well. I had a concern that there would be some buffering going on because of a setting that I changed. Well, I may restart stream with a setting. Hold on a second. Let me restart stream in a second. Be right back. So if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, I'm not going anywhere. But I think I am going to go ahead and restart the streams on YouTube and Twitch just to make sure. I think I changed the setting to make it not as good. So I'll be right back. Stop, stop. Setting. No. Settings. Stream. Can't do anything with that while it's stopping the stream. Let's end the stream and let's refresh that. Settings. Stream. Output. Very fast. Apply. Okay. I think that was the only thing I changed. Start streaming. Start. Okay, let's see. Let's see if this makes it better. Dismiss. All right, we are going to see if this makes it better. We should be streaming now both again. It is now showing an excellent connection on both of my platforms. So hopefully this will be a better connection. I tried to change one of my settings to make it so that the YouTube connection was not complaining. Apparently that was the wrong decision to make. It looks better on my OBS at least. So hopefully we will get everybody back in a second, and hopefully the new chat will be there. We do have 4 viewers on the, let's come back on that one. No, we don't want to do that. Let's come back here as well. Nope. Here we go. We are back again. It says it's streaming. I don't know, it's saying to connect the stream and see. I don't know, a YouTube issue. I don't know. Why is it not showing up on YouTube? It should be showing up on YouTube, but I don't know why it's not. Let me pop that open and just see. YouTube, oh, that's there, Uncle Dan, that's not showing up, huh, maybe I need to get out of it and go back in, I don't know, maybe everybody's watching and I'm just stupid, that could very well be it, although it's not showing up on there either, so let's try it this way. Because it says it's streaming on my OBS. Go live. There we go. Maybe if I click go live. And stop that a second, maybe. And then start that again. Go to live chat. There we go. Now we're live again. There's my wife. Ah, there we go. Now we're live on YouTube again. Perfect. Hello, my love. Now I think we're better. Now I think we're better on both. Hopefully the people will trickle back in on the YouTube again. Looks like we're better again. Let me just see on YouTube if it looks like it's better. Hey, Jackie, what's going on? How do I sound now? Is it better? Are we doing better? There we go. Let's click that too. I got to do some housekeeping. Let's see. Mod. There we go. Good. Jackie gave the thumbs up. Yay. And Aaron gave a new link in there. So we are all good in the hood. There we go. Finally. First of the year, new show, new glitches. Welcome back, Steve. Welcome back to the show that I am starting over again. Welcome back. Just trying to get, you know, all of the technical stuff. I thought it was going to actually cost a little bit of money to actually get all this stuff set up, but I figured out how to do it for free. So I got it done, but it's still a matter of getting all of the settings exactly right. I increased the speed of the processor. And now when I was doing a test show Saturday night, Sunday morning, it was telling me that my stream bit rate was too low. And now, of course, it's telling me my bit rate is too low again. But now it went from being an excellent connection to a good connection. I don't know. Joey and Aaron ate here. Let's all cuss a lot. Hilarious. That's funny. Anyway, yes, Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody had a good, fun, safe New Year. Hope everybody got all the New Year's smooches that they wanted to, get. Again, big shouts out to everybody, the Mod Squad, all of the sparklers again who helped me hit the YouTube partner at right at the end of the new year. Everybody who helped me get there, I appreciate y'all for doing that, watching extra videos, letting it run whilst sleeping. That was, you know, awesome of y'all. The new goal is now to get to a point where we can get to, you know, the two things I need to have done is I need to do all of the Twitch affiliate stuff. Now, because I'm Nerdy Dan, I know how to get to Twitch affiliate because I've done it with Nerdy Dan. It should be relatively easy to do on Twitch with Liberal Dan Radio. We could easily do it between my family members and the Mod Squad. We could easily get that done with the number of viewers to hit those minimum thresholds. But the one thing we have to do is we have to get enough followers. So if you haven't created a Twitch account yet, just go to twitch.tv, set up an account, and then go set up an account with twitch.tv, and then you can go ahead and follow twitch.tv/liberaldanradio and help me get up to 50 with that. And you don't have to do anything else. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just an extra free thing to do to help the show. What's the one best thing now that you can do to help the show is to follow me over there. Jackie with a $10 super chat. Appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for that. You are awesome. Happy New Year for that super chat. Again, appreciate you. Nice way to bring in the new show for the new year. That is awesome. Thank you so much for that as well. I mean, that was, you know, one of the great ways to think about super chats is, you know, it lets the people who are watching, you know, get their messages highlighted, and it helps you support me, and it helps me make this show become even more successful. So, you know, every one of those, I appreciate y'all so much for it. And I appreciate you, Jackie, for that as well. That's awesome. Thank you. So what are we going to talk about today? There's a whole bunch of new laws that come into effect. Some of them are new. Some of them are bad. Some of them are good. And some of them are just plain silly. Silly new laws. And, of course, there are some silly new laws, and they're always going to happen. And
it is what it is.
Thank you, Donald. And, of course, we now have Blog Talk Radio back, even though Blog Talk Radio is telling us that we are experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system, that their engineers are working to fix the issue. But apparently the engineers have not worked to fix the issue of letting us know that there's no longer an issue, because I was able to actually dial in and get here. Apparently, unfortunately, the caller hung up, which is fine. But you can call back if you want. I don't know if that was Wes or not. I thought it was Wes, but, you know. You can call back if you wish. We got that going on. But one of the other things that today is National Public Domain Day. So what does National Public Domain Day mean? Well, as you might know, after a certain number of years, certain things go into the public domain. And so songs, writings, like Lady Chatterley's Lover is an example of something that has gone into the public domain. So, but one of the things that has gone into the public domain is Steamboat Willie. So now we can play Steamboat Willie all we want and not get in trouble. Disney can vote with you. It's not a violation of Disney's copyright. And as long as we don't say that, you know, this is our stuff or that Disney is sponsoring our show, it's not a violation. We can have Steamboat on the podcast and just say it all we want. And we can use it any other reasons that we want, because Steamboat Willie is now in the public domain. So, why is in the public domain? And, you know, now you can't use further iterations of Mickey Mouse are not in the public domain, which, you know, so you could get in trouble with doing that. You can't violate the trademark. There are definitely other things under copyright law that if you use, this could still come after your butt, and they will come after your butt. But, you know, you can use Steamboat Willie. And there was one website I was looking at where basically giving examples of what you could do. Like you could make like a rethinking of Steamboat Willie where you could make like Steamboat Minnie and make it a feminist version, or you can make an environmental version where Steamboat Willie runs his steamboat aground because the rivers have all dried up because of environmental pollution and stuff like that. Because everybody's done screwed up the environment. So, but, you know, anyway.
Oh, boy. We can now use Steamboat Willie.
Yes. So, it's huge. It's huge that we could use Steamboat Willie. Huge. Aaron, yes, Pornhub is blocked in North Carolina. That's one of those states that I did pull up is new North Carolina laws. A bunch of new laws that have come up, and I pulled up some of the websites that that list laws for individual states, some of the laws that list new laws just across the country dealing with certain states. That's just a video of new laws. That's not going to be very helpful at all. One of the fun things is that, you know, things that are in the public domain, you know, Disney has benefited greatly off of the public domain, because a lot of the stories that Mickey Mouse has written, or Mickey Mouse, that Walt Disney and the Disney Company has used, are all stories that have all been in the public domain forever. So, fun Disney story, the voice actor and actress for Mickey and Minnie were married. I believe I did know that, Steve. So, Steamboat Willie Titanic version.
Uh-oh, are you up there? I think you better steer out the way.
You know, Pete comes along and steers it into the
door for the both of us. I think I'm going to drown, Minnie.
Then Minnie goes and leaves him for Goofy because now he's a joke. So let's see. Complete list of laws that go into effect. We're going to start with Louisiana because well, that's a list, but it's a list that doesn't actually say what the list of the laws are. So we're not gonna approve effect.
Do you hear me?
Hold on. Okay. Let me. What? You can't see or hear. Well, there's not many comments going on Twitch.
I said a few things and it never went through on screen.
I only saw one of your things. That's weird.
Yeah, well, I sent a
book. Huh. That's weird. Cassie has, let's see.
You know I was harassing you?
Uh-huh. Let's see, it only says one message on Twitch. That's really weird. I don't know. That's very strange. Huh. You can't hear me because I was trying to say something to my wife real quick. And not have it be on chat. She was trying to figure out why. She was trying to send me messages on Twitch, but messages were not coming through on Twitch, which is very strange. So,
oh boy. Why is that not happening?
Let's see. Can I send messages on Twitch? Let's see. Testing. I was able to do it. That's very strange. That's very weird. Anyway, let's see. Effective 1-1. There we go. I'm not even going to bother with that. All right. So here we go. Here's the list. So Louisiana. HB 648 prohibits certain procedures to alter the sex of a minor child. So there is the anti-trans law. And I actually had no two people who are, I'm a nerd and I'm a nerd and the things that I like to do nerd-wise is, used to go to a gaming store. I actually talked about Plus One Gaming on the podcast a while back. They had a convicted child molester who was in the store trying to hit on one of the employees. And that person yeeted from the store and banned from the store. And another one of the stores also banned them from that store once they heard what happened. So I talked about that on the podcast for a bit. So those individuals, their child is trans, and they're moving to Washington State because his spouse, the owner's spouse, got a new job out in Washington State, and they don't want to live in Louisiana where you have a situation where you can be discriminatory against trans kids, which, you know, makes sense. I don't blame them one bit for doing so. So that new law has just gone into effect. And so now the gaming store actually is, I thought that they were going to own the store and have the people who've been operating the store operate, and they were just going to own the store from afar since the owners haven't been really there to begin with for a while. But no, they're actually selling the store to the people who've been running the store or to individual who's been running the store for a while now. And so now I have really no reason to go to that store anymore. I have other stores to go to, but that's a whole other story. And we could talk about that at some other time. So and nobody will want to hear what I said to my wife. I get it. LOL. Apparently my wife was sending me some, trying to send messages in the chat on Twitch that were not coming through. And I don't know why they were not coming through. Have any settings in the chat that would deny people the ability to send chats. And I did see one of the messages, the seems good response. Let's see. I see this one. Let's see. What's this setting? Let's see. Shield mode off. Emotes only chat. Followers only chat off. Slow mode off. I don't see anything. Anyway. HB337 eliminates minimum child support award in child support guidelines. They require agency liquid debt, blah, blah, blah. Provides relative to pet insurance. Let's see. Yeah, this is not really going into much detail. So we would have to go click into these laws. Let's see. So let's go clickety-click, clickety-clack into these laws just to see what the laws are and how stupid they are. Eliminates the minimum child support award and child support guidelines. So what's the text? As it's loading. Repeals the mandatory minimum child support award to provide for an exception, provide an effective date, provide related matters. That the combined adjusted gross income of the party is equal to less than 900, blah, 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 blah. In such cases, the court shall determine the amount of child support based on earnings, income, and the other evidence ability to pay. Okay, that makes sense that somebody's child support that they have to pay is just based on what they have available to pay. All right, that makes sense. See, that's an example of what sounds to be a decent law. Maybe, I guess the existing law didn't take into consideration every ability to pay, and now it does. Hey, Rose, what's going on, Rose? Let's see. Requires agency referrals of delinquent debt to the Office of Debt Recovery. That's kind of boring. Let's see. What else? What other laws are becoming into effect? There's a law that isn't going to – there's a law that's not effective until 8-1. That's strange. I don't even know what that is. Let's see. What is this one? Provides relative to protective orders by Delisha Boyd. She's not that great. Let's see. Clerk of the issuing court shall submit the Uniform Abuse Prevention Order to the judicial. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know why this is taking effect in August. I don't even understand what this is supposed to be doing, but oh well. Of course, you know, the article about these laws isn't very clear about what these laws are doing and what they actually, you know, what these laws actually do. So that's Louisiana for you, I suppose. Louisiana is not giving a good list of what these laws are doing or make it easy to see what they are doing. North Carolina laws. This is a new – here's North Carolina for Aaron. Let's see. Hey, Wes, what's going on? Nice to see you, Wes. Limited provisional license modification. Law significantly impacts teen drivers. The law increases the amount of time young drivers need to have their learner's permit. Changes include a person who is at least 16, old but not less than 18. They must obtain or may obtain a limited provisional license if they've had a learner's permit issued by the motor vehicles for at least 9 months. This changes apply to people who submit applications for licenses and changes who can be in a car with a teenager driving with a learner's permit. SB 409, various changes to criminal and civil laws. Not very interesting. Election law changes. This law changes part of the election process from early voting funding, observer procedures. Let's read that one because they don't give a lot of specifics on that one. That sounds like it could be problematic. They're not giving much information about that one. So we're going to open that one and see what it does and see how these laws are going to be. Let's see. The General Assembly of North Carolina enacts, notwithstanding any other provision, the state board shall ensure voted ballots, election result tapes, and executed ballot applications are retained and preserved for 22 months. That seems reasonable. State board shall not accept private money donations or in-kind contributions directly or indirectly for conducting elections or employing individuals on a temporary basis. All right, so what that is probably about is there is this whole big rigmarole about the fact that, like, you know, Zuckerberg or whatever, there are private corporations that, like, donate money to areas to make sure that elections can be run properly. And so I guess they don't want these corporations giving money to election boards in, like, underfunded communities to allow them to run their elections properly, so that basically allowing conservative states to underfund elections in rural, not rural communities, but in minority communities, so that they can't have properly run elections. That's what that's about. Let's see. Notwithstanding any other provision to the law to retain, preserve all voted ballots, that's also the same thing. Again, not unreasonable. Again, county boards of elections do not accept private monetary donations. Again, that was the same thing. They're obsessed with that, apparently. Observers. For purpose of this section, observer is defined as an individual appointed pursuant to this section to observe the voting process at a voting place. Observers may be appointed in accordance with the following. The chair of each political party in the county may designate two registered voters in the county to serve as observers at each voting place that the county in which the political party has a candidate appearing on the ballot. The chair of each political party in the county may designate up to 10 registered voters of the county to serve at any voting place in the county in which a political party has a candidate appearing on a ballot. Wait, what? This chair of each political party in the county may designate two registered voters of the county to serve as observers at each voting place in that county in which the political party has a candidate appearing on the ballot. The chair of each political party in the county may designate up to 10 registered voters of the county to serve at any voting place in the county which the political party... Oh, I'm very confused. So it's two, but then 10? The chair of each political party in the state may designate up to 100 registered voters of the state to serve at any voting place in the state in which the political party has a candidate appearing about. An unaffiliated candidate or unaffiliated candidate campaign manager may designate two observers to serve at each voting place in which that unaffiliated candidate appears in the ballot. That seems unnecessarily confusing, because the first two seem to contradict each other. But the list of individuals, and maybe some of y'all can make sense of that one, because this is the link. If y'all want to take a look-see at it, I'll put it into both chats. Put it into both Twitch and YouTube. Because, yeah, observers may be appointed in accordance with the following. So, chair of each political party in the county may designate two registered voters of the county to serve as observers at each polling place. Then it says the chair of each political party in the county may designate up to 10 registered voters of the county to serve at any voting place in the county which the political party has a candidate appearing up to. I don't understand, like, so you can appoint up to two in voting places, but then 10 overall. Is that what it's saying? Like, you can put two in an individual one, and then up to 10 total. So you can only put up to 10. So you could have at most two in an individual one, and at 10 overall, and then the chief political person in the state can put up to 100 anywhere in the state. It's bizarre. I don't know. I don't quite understand. But it seems unnecessarily complicated, which is what the conservatives want to do. The list of individuals appointed pursuant to the section shall be submitted electronically. Chief judge, each voting place may use reasonable methods to verify the identity. No more than three observers from the same political party shall be in the voting enclosure at any time. Observers appointed to serve at a particular voting place may be relieved during the day after serving no less than 4 hours. Observers appointed to serve countywide or statewide may be relieved anytime throughout the day. Observers shall not appear on the ballot as a candidate. Let's see. Each election official shall not prohibit an observer from doing any of the following: taking notes in the voting place, including using an electronic device to take notes, listening to conversations between a voter and election official that takes place, moving about the voting place, leaving and entering, communicating via phone outside of the voting enclosure, witnessing any opening and closing procedures of the voting place, Observers shall not do any of the following: look at, photograph, videotape, or other image of the voter's marked ballot, impede the ingress or egress of a voter into the voting place, inhibit or interfere with election official doing their job, engage in electioneering, make or receive phone calls while in the voting place. Observer may take photographs inside the voting place before voting begins, after voting concluded, provided that taking the photographs does not impair any election official. Blah. State board shall develop a uniform process for all county boards to implement for the following, blah, blah, blah. This is all just conservative paranoia about what's going on, you know, with their general paranoia about what goes on in elections. They're just crazy when it comes to all this stuff. Let's see. Adoption law, notary changes, guardianship. This law allows adult adoptees to be adopted by a former step-parent, the removal of certain redaction restrictions. So a former step-parent can adopt, can adopt an adult. Okay. North Carolina Health and Human Services Workforce Act. The law will allow for military relocation licenses for physician and physician assistant service members and spouses. Okay. Department of State Treasurer, technical, blah, 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 blah. Full list of North Carolina laws. Is this going to be the same thing for like Louisiana had, where it's just a list of everything with a link to the... Oh, this is actually better, a better list than Louisiana had. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, this is effective January 1st. Let's see. Effective August 1st. Effective October 1st. Let's scroll. Effective December 1st. Scroll. Effective January 1st. No partisan advantage in elections. An act to revise the structure of the North Carolina State Board of Elections and add County Board of Elections to revise emergency powers, blah, blah, blah. Stop Addiction Fraud Ethics Act. What the hell? Hell is this law? This sounds... this just sounds weird. An act establishing the Stop Addiction Fraud Ethics Act of 2023 and amending the law regarding earwax removal by audiologists. So it's, you know, that's what I'm interested in. There had to be a definition or a law change in about how audiologists, whether or not they can remove the earwax. Let's see. The practice of audiology, the application of principles, methods, and procedures not including non-auditory and non-vestibular testing, writing for the conducting otoscopic examinations, removing whatever, the use of microscopes, blah, blah, blah. Audiologists shall not perform complex cerumen removal, which includes instances where cerumen is impacted to the point of removal, requires the use of anesthesia or microinstrumentation. Is this a problem in North Carolina? That the wrong people were removing earwax? Like, big problems facing the people in North Carolina. The wrong people were removing earwax, so we had to address this via the law. Like, there couldn't be some board, like some medical ethics board or medical review board or whatever that handles, like, the licensure of who can remove earwax or not. Like, the legislature couldn't have empowered, like, some audiologist board to be able to say, these are the people that can remove earwax, and these are the people who can't. My guess, if I had to guess, there was probably some fad on TikTok or something that took place where people were, like, watching some weird, like, you know how they have all those videos on YouTube and TikTok of watching people get, like, acne removed? Maybe there were some videos where people were watching others get, like, you know, earwax removed and the wrong people did it. And North Carolina was like, this is an issue that has to be resolved now. And if we don't resolve this earwax removal problem now, then by gosh, we won't be able to do anything. Oy. Let's see. An act to amend the offense of breaking or entering into or breaking out of railroad cars. Okay. Here's another interesting, like, all right. Is breaking out of a railroad car a problem? Like, I can understand that breaking into railroad cars is a problem, but is breaking out of a railroad car a problem? Like, is that a huge problem in North Carolina where people are breaking out of railroad cars? I think Wes may very well be trying to call in, and I'll get to you in a second, Wes. Let's see, breaking or entering into or breaking out of railroad cars. It is unlawful for any person with the intent to commit any felony or larceny therein to break or enter any railroad car, motor vehicle, trailer, blah, 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 blah. After having committed any felony or larceny therein, break out of any railroad car, motor, trailer, or any kind containing, So is the problem that, like, maybe you snuck into the railroad car and then, like, you got into the railroad car, like, before they closed it, and then they closed it, and now you're stuck, so now you're having to break out of the railroad car? Is that the problem that they're trying to fix? I don't know. Anyway. Now, if this is you, Wes, I'm just letting you know. We're new on Twitch, and so let's be a little more careful about what we say on Twitch, because, again, I'm not quite sure. I mean, YouTube might be a little more lenient than Twitch, so let's just go ahead and just, you know, be nicer in the new year, shall we?
Nice.
Hello, Wes. How's it going?
I love you, Dan. You know I do.
I love you. Happy New Year, Wes. How are you today?
It's the same back. And I'm not going to say, what am I not going to say?
Well, don't say what
the
you're not going to say.
Dirty words.
I'm saying it, right?
No,
not wordy
I don't dirt, know yet.
Not, no calling of the mods anything like that you would normally call them. No talk about whatever. Anyway, but we love you, Wes, and
there
thank
is
you for
no...
calling in. You're the first caller of the new year. So thank you for calling into the show, as always. What's going on? How did you spend your new year?
You block me all the time.
I didn't block. I never block you.
You do. You do. You did. I've called like 6 times tonight, and I can show
well,
you on
you
my
just,
phone records.
Well, just because I didn't answer you, it doesn't mean I'm blocking you. It just means I'm rambling on about
Uh-oh.
My subject, and I haven't gotten to a call yet. So...
Okay,
look,
I'm getting a little worried.
I've called into radio shows and waited the entire 3 hours, and they've not gotten to me. So, you know, I'm not that big for my britches. So I always get to you, don't I? If you don't hang up, I'll get to you.
No, you don't. You really, truly don't. And
except
that's
for
okay
like the last
too.
Few weeks, or the last few weeks,
you think I'm drunk, but I'm really not.
You don't sound drunk. But the last few weeks, there's
I'm
been
not.
No phone line. Because
I really am
Radio,
not.
The last few weeks, the Blog Talk Radio has been broken. So I haven't. So if the last few weeks.
Broken. And
yeah,
Adam
I
tells me
been able
I
to...
should stop lying. If you want us to love you, you are not allowed to lie. I'm not lying. I really, truly am not. But we're supposed to talk about cannabis. And I am not totally ready because I am just trying to get my doctors to understand about cannabis.
Well, sometimes, you know, some doctors are more open-minded to the idea of medicinal cannabis, and some are not, and which is unfortunate because...
You don't understand, Dan. You don't understand.
What?
I wish I could explain it, but there is something about they don't want to talk about THC, but they are gung-ho to take us off of the narcotics that they have had us on for over a decade.
Oh, I know, I know that because I have a friend who cannot take the typical painkillers that they that the doctors want people on, and she has a very or they have
Me
a very
neither.
Hard time. They have a very hard time because they need to take they need OxyContin in order to have pain relief because they can't take the other stuff. Because what they've done with these laws about like OxyContin is they've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They've basically made the people who need these types of drugs suffer because you have doctors and these pain pill mills, these unethical doctors who have just created these pill mills where people can just go and just get addicted to these pills. They've made these places so horrible and so they swung the pendulum too far and basically have said, okay, we're going to clamp down on these narcotic type drugs, but then the people who really need them because they can't take the other stuff that they're trying to get people to take can't get them and they can't get pain relief. And then in many states,
the anti-inflammatories rot your stomach and your intestines and everything else. They hurt your liver. They hurt your kidneys. They are so bad for you. But the narcotics don't really, all they do is make you feel more content. You still have the pain, but they just mask it.
Right. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I understand because I know people who have gone. My wife can't take some of the pain medicines that they want to give her. Like, I don't think she has pain issues, but some of the pain medicines that are out there, she can't take because she's allergic to some of them. So,
a lot of us are.
Hey, thank you, Aaron, for becoming a channel member. Appreciate
Aaron,
you.
I don't like Aaron you one
Aaron
single
is,
bit.
Aaron is the first channel member, which I also predicted.
And
yay, she's a liberal
like
animal.
I don't like dogs either. Loved a dog in my life.
Oh, now, Wes, that's not. How can you not love dogs? You've got to love. The dogs are awesome.
No.
Wait, Adam Esther says curry is an anti-inflammatory. So does that mean if you're feeling like you're swollen, you take some Indian food and that will curry favor with you?
Oh my gosh! If I could explain to you about curry, we could do a whole show.
Well, Jolie also. It says that I only have one new member on here. Wait, hold on. I missed Jolie jumping on.
Jolie.
Well, thank you, Jolie, as well.
She is a little bit aware of Jolie.
Jolie's awesome. I love the Mod Squad are awesome.
Yeah, so is Andrea, and so is Aaron, and so is Benny Loco. We don't like Benny Loco at all. Benny Loco, Benny Loco, Benny Loco. She knows what I'm saying. You know what? She keeps trying to change me.
So, Adam, wait, hold on. Adam West,
trying
no
to
currying
make
flavor,
me behave.
No currying flavor or no currying flavor? Well, sometimes you should behave.
Yeah. You want me to behave, too.
Well, you know, because I have a podcast.
Well, you know,
and I want the podcast to grow. I want to want you to say something that's going to get me yeeted off the channel. So there you go.
Oh, nobody. That's like Diane Russell. You know who Diane Russell is?
Not sure.
Do you know her?
I don't think so.
You know about Five Eggs?
Yes, I know Five Eggs. I'm aware of Five Eggs.
Yeah, and you know Trucker John?
Yeah, Trucker John's awesome.
Oh, everybody's telling me to calm down. I'm just trying to get you an audience here. And there's only like 12 of us. And it's so sad because we are like gold. We are pearls before swine.
Or platinum, Wes. Hey, Allison Bella, and over on Twitch, how are you today? Good to see you.
Hey, Bella.
I will. I'm usually not a follow back girl, but you know, we'll see. If you have enough, I'll follow you back.
Chill.
I ain't no follow back girl. I ain't no
Netflix
follow back girl.
And chill.
Sorry.
They're telling me that
I
need
to
calm
Wes,
down.
I don't know if I need some THC. With you, Wes, but you know.
Uh oh.
Anywho, anything else? Anything else good? What'd you do on New Year's, Wes?
I fell asleep while I was sleeping with Andrea and Jolie.
Hey, you mentioned Trucker John, and Trucker John comes into the chat. There you go. Welcome, Trucker John.
There you are. He doesn't like me anymore. I used to love Trucker John so much.
It's like Beetlejuice. We said Trucker John three times, and Trucker John arrived, except he's, you know.
Trucker John!
He's much more handsome than Beetle.
I'm not saying his last name. No foul, no fair. No fair, no foul.
No duck.
No harm, no foul. What is it?
No harm, no foul.
No foul, no harm.
That's the word. No harm, no foul.
Something like
that.
Yeah, we don't
Get
know
all your
who
ducks
the
in a row.
Fuck Trucker John is at all.
Calm down, Wes.
We love him. No. I'm lying. If I say we love him, then he is sunk. We don't like Trucker John at all. You can call me with... Oh, no. I don't want the witches. The witches bother me.
Well,
they're fun sometimes,
know.
But they think they need to be with me
all
the time.
Well, because sometimes you get a little overly zealous and over about some of the things that you say, so they have to put the hammer down.
You don't understand, Dan. You have no understanding. The witches love me. They love the
I'm
shit
sure.
out of me.
I'm they sure
do.
They do.
They do. They do. I had sisters. I did. And aunts and moms and cousins, they all love me because I'm so fucking charming. I can't help it. Trucker John is
a
charmer too. Adam Westish, I have a script. You are not letting me even get to my script.
Wait. So Adam Westish is on Mystery Science. Wait, let me put up my thing, though. There we go. Now, Mystery Theater, MSG is now watching my podcast. There you go. Now,
hey, John.
Mystery 3000 is watching my podcast as well. So it's like Mystery Theater 3000 and shit.
Adam Westish is like my best friend. Adam Westish is my best friend on Discord. I tell him the truth and he tells me the truth, and some of it is very disgusting.
One of the things that I got a big kick out of, I still remember, I was watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, I think it was high school, on Comedy Central, and they were watching one of the intros for the movie that they were watching. And there was one of the intros was talking about like skiing, and somebody was says skiing, or sometimes as referred to as sheeing, and then somebody said that's a bunch of skit, and the same thing I think was talking about the guy who edited the video, his name was Paul Harbor, and it's like Paul Harbor on December 7th, 1941, or whatever, and so I don't know, it was two jokes in the same video that I remember to this day, so.
I just wrote on Hal's, channel that I was a little bit ashamed of him. And
why would you be ashamed of Hal?
Because he fucked you up.
Why?
Because he he broadcast at the same time as you did.
Well, I mean, there's a reason he had. That's fine. It doesn't. I'm fine with it. We still have my normal number of viewers, maybe a couple less viewers than normal, but it's fine. It's not going
to.
Well,
I tried to be on
much.
Both, but it just seemed wrong. It just seemed not right.
Look,
and
it's because of Hal and the Sparklers that I was able to reach partner. I'm not going to be mad at Hal whatsoever. So
that's the whole reason I'm here. But he shouldn't be like trying to tamp you down now.
I'm not going to police when Hal can go on and where Hal doesn't go on. And if people, that's the great thing about YouTube, though. On YouTube, if somebody wants to watch Hal and then watch me later, they can watch Hal and then watch my show later. If somebody wants to watch me now and Hal later, they can do the same thing. So 6 to 1, half dozen to the hour. We both get the benefit.
Why did he have to come on right now? What he was doing was bullshit about dead dogs. And
he was talking about his own personal going. It's fine, Wes. Don't worry about it. If I'm not mad about it, don't be mad about it for me. It's fine. And he also worked late last night because it was New Year's Eve.
You have no idea. You know who Diane Russell is?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. You don't have to fight those battles.
You don't know who Diane Russell is.
If the best way that you can help me out, Wes, is not to worry about that. Get people to go follow me on Twitch.
Wes. Aaron West, I love you. I don't even think you're a witch. I think you're an angel.
I can imagine. Wait, Wes is going to start singing the Aerosmith song. You're my angel. Come and save me tonight.
No, anyway. But you can play my Happy New Year song if you want.
Which Happy New Year is that?
I posted it. It's on YouTube.
I'll have to go check it out.
Where? Yeah. West Web. I think it's on West Web.
Yeah.
The rest
and
of my stuff is a little bit darker.
Family losing a dog is definitely something that, you know, I
so
could definitely
sad.
Feel for Hal's family. You know, Jeff just recently lost a dog. I lost a dog a little bit ago. So
except, let me tell you the truth about a stinking dog. We had this wonderful dog, a little terrier, Manchester Terrier, Chihuahua mix. He was so wonderful. My childhood dog.
Mm-hmm.
Little guy all around the place all the time, just loved you petting him, had an erection constantly. And
I thought that was you.
me too, until I was like 5 and they gave me
surgery.
I can't do it anymore. Anyway, his name was Chongo. We named him after a character in, it wasn't Scooby-Doo, it was. Oh, everybody can tell me. Everybody knows what Saturday morning cartoon thing I'm talking about.
It was Chongo
or
Chongo?
Chongo. It's like the word for monkey.
Right.
Chongo. And he was Saturday morning cartoon characters. When I was a very young child, I can't explain it. It wasn't Scooby-Doo, but it was...
Danger Island?
Yeah, that was one of them, I think.
Okay.
And it was... they're not saying it. I keep looking at the chat and trying to get them to tell me the word.
Uh-oh, Chongo.
Anyway. Yes. Uh-oh, Chongo. Exactly. And what's that show called?
The Banana Split.
Anyway. You knew all along. You were just leading me on.
No, I'm just good
anyway,
at Googling things.
We had this dog forever. Cute little puppy. You know, it was like 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But he was truly, truly horny as hell. And any time he smelled a female dog in heat within a mile away, I swear to God he was there.
Well, that's what dogs tend to do. There was an episode of NCIS Sydney or whatever where some dog was going crazy because there was a female dog. Anyway, I think we gotta end this.
Exactly.
I gotta get back to the
No, you can't leave yet.
Okay, why?
You can't leave yet. Because this is the entire truth about the world. I'm trying to tell you why the world is the way it is.
All right, finish it up because we got to move on.
Okay. Chongo, this little dog driven by instinct, and he kept getting loose. We could not keep him home. You know, if you open the door, he was out the door. Anyway, there was a female dog that was in estrus. And truth be told, half of the male dogs in town were there. And some of them, if not more than one of them, ripped the insides out of my beloved dog.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Well, I mean, that's
terrible.
You can
ban me if you want, but it's just
the truth. Not vanity, but maybe the reason you say you don't like dogs is not because you don't like dogs, is because you loved your dog.
I love dogs, but the whole truth is that my little sister went into a sort of depression that is undescribable. It is like human nature, I know, but it was like her best friend died, and she went a little bit crazy. So my parents took her to a pound, and they got a new dog. It was a little puppy, a Pekingese poodle mix, Peek-a-poo.
Mm-hmm.
It looked so cute, white and fluffy, and so nervous, so concealed into itself. But after it got home and comfortable, it turned into a demon. It was the most evil dog you ever met, and it lived for 18 years.
Nice. Anyway, so.
How's that for
least you didn't get a half of a Shih Tzu and a half Bull Terrier, because then it would have been a bullshit. But anywho.
Good one.
Anywho,
no.
So anyway,
just
Wes, I'm gonna let you go.
You can play my New Year's song if you want.
Got to get back to the
topic
of the show.
Your
New Year's
is boring. Boring, boring, boring.
I try and make the news fun. So anyway, we're gonna get back.
No,
to that.
You
Thank
don't.
You very much, Wes. Love you. Have a good night. Appreciate you as always.
Slava Gaza.
Hey ho, Chungo, or whatever it was. Trucker John had a great Christmas with his kids. That's awesome to hear. Good to hear. See, Trucker John, I got Wes on my iPhone and Hal on the iPad. That's cool. Well, I mean, it's nice to be able to cross. We could go rating Hal too if we wanted to, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah. You know, I had to bring up the Mystery Science Theater 3000 because, you know, they mentioned it. So now I have Tom Servo and Crow on my thing. Anyway, let's get back to the news of the day. Back to what's going on in other freaking states that's going on. Apparently, Illinois has 300 new laws that have an effective date of January 1st as well. Illinois has laws about paid and unpaid leave. SB 280 require most employers in the state to provide employees with at least 5 days of paid leave per year starting in 2024. Apparently also, this is the first year where if you're working federally, if you're working part-time at least 500 hours a year, this is the first year where if you've put in at least three, if you're working 500 a year, hours a year, and if you've done 3 years consecutively doing at least 500 a year, even if you're part-time, you now have to be able to take part in your work's 401k plan. So if you are again a part-time worker, doing at least 3 years in a row for the same employer, you have to be able to take you have to be allowed in federally of your employer's 401k. So there's that. Let's see. Illinois, HB 3516, to encourage organ donation, provides 10 days of paid leave for employees who serve as organ donors. If you interfere with picket lines, you'll be punished as a Class A misdemeanor. State's minimum wage will go up to $14 an hour beginning January 1st, and then in 2025 it goes up to $15 an hour. Consumer renter protection laws. Estate planning documents have to be made for electronic preparations. Licensed new and used car dealerships in Illinois will be authorized to conduct sales over the internet, giving them an even playing field against online car merchants. Renters will be protected by a series of new laws, which keep landlords from requiring their tenants to pay their rent via ETF. Utility companies will also face new weather-based requirements when cutting off services for gas electricity. So I guess basically if it's like freezing cold outside, they can't just turn off your heat, which is good. Healthcare changes. Hospitals will be required to screen patients for eligibility for public assistance before they can send them to collections for unpaid bills. That's a good new law. Education. Public libraries will no longer be eligible for funding from state government if they engage in book banning. So Illinois is fighting back against the stupidity. School emergency response protocols will be changing, making it easier for law enforcement to access buildings when necessary. Students will be educated on the dangers of fentanyl and or allergen safety, including ways of recognizing symptoms and signs of allergic reaction. Bonuses for teachers and hard to staff schools will be implemented. Massive new Illinois law will implement additional ways for transit users to obtain reduced fares. Motorists will be impacted by new laws prohibiting video conferencing when driving. So if you're driving, you can't take part in video conferencing. Home builders will face new requirements. Newly constructed single-family and multi-unit residential structures will have to have charging capabilities for electric vehicles. Offbeat laws. There's a few notable exceptions. There's a piece of legislation that Illinois passed that will ban property owners and management from allowing unfettered access to encounters with bears and non-human primates. You can't have unfettered access to bears, which will make several gay men very upset. Aaron, we're still at 725 in North Carolina. Of course you are, because it's North Carolina. conservative. We're still like, we're still there in Louisiana as well. Now in some, like I know the McDonald's down the street, they're paying like starting wages like 11, 12 bucks an hour. So they're higher than the prevailing minimum wage because I guess market forces have dictated that. But I'm of the opinion that we should be having a UBI, universal basic income, so that, you know, the argument of, well, minimum, the people who are in business who can't afford higher minimum wages, well, they can't afford to pay that, even though I don't think if you should be in business if you can't afford those things. Well, guess what? Whatchamacallit? Increasing the making a UBI will allow these people to be able to actually get money paid and still be able to accept a lowered paying job or be able to get to $7.25 an hour or whatever minimum wage is and still be able to live. But then it'll also give them the ability to survive or actually survive without getting paid for a little bit and then be able to say, hey, I settle for your crappy wage job. So let's see. I don't want to play that. Let's see the silly laws that are coming to play. Let's see. Boo, 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 boo. Motorcycle licenses will no longer be offered to residents under 18. If you buy vehicles in another state, you must apply for registration no less than 45 days. Auxiliary lighting on motorcycles may not emit blue lights. Let's see. There was some state that basically that allowed you to be able to hang dice from your mirror. So apparently the cab driver from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air will be able to operate their vehicle in that state. So yeah, I'd put alert too. I was a little bit shocked when that little audio came on. I was like, no, don't automatically play your videos, NBC5 in Chicago. You suck. Okay, let's see. New state laws. So this is just a general. Oh, wait, let's go to new laws first before we go to the general laws nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. We are not sponsored by Nationwide. The camera might be jumpy because I think I just moved the desk, maybe. Or maybe am I having buffering because is the thing coming? Maybe I'm getting my cutting is overloaded. That's the problem. My encoding is overloaded. So that's why I turned down the encoding earlier, unfortunately. So I'm trying to figure out. I think one of the reasons why I went with this option was because it was cheaper, but I may have to go ahead with the paid version because by doing it this way, what this does is it creates two streams and sends both streams out to different locations, which uses twice the bandwidth. Whereas if I do the other version where I send it out to like Restream, by sending it out to Restream, it's one stream out, and then that other server handles sending it out to all the different locations. So I may very well still end up doing the paid thing if this turns out to be a little too choppy. So we'll see. This is a work in progress. We're still trying to get this done. We're still trying to figure out how to get this done best. Let me know if the picture keeps me, because now I'm getting the coding overloaded again. Maybe I need to shut down some of these windows. Maybe that might make things better. If I shut down some of the windows, that might relieve some of the memory issue. Maybe that'll help with it. Because the problem earlier was that Minnesota. Oh, that's public domain. Let's delete. Let's close that one. Let's close that one. Close that one. We're done with North Carolina. Yeah, it's supposed to handle it. Doesn't, obviously does not. Well, if I use the paid version, it would handle it, but I'm not using the paid version yet. I'm using the version that allows me to split it off into two. I may very well have to do the paid version to make it use less resources on my computer. I may very well eventually need a new computer, but right at the moment, I can't afford that. So everybody else in my house has a new computer. I don't. I've been using this one for the last 3 years. Let's see. Florida new laws. What are the new Florida laws going into place? A year-loan program to provide credits to frequent toll road users will end Sunday. The program has provided 50% credits to motorists who use SunPass or the Florida transponders and makes 35 or more road trips in a month. Mayors and other elected municipal officials will have to submit more detailed financial disclosure information. Florida businesses will see a 15.1% decrease in workers' compensation insurance rates. Back-to-school tax holiday will be held Monday through January 14th. Floridians will start reserving campsites at state parks 11 months in advance. Non-Floridians will only be able to make reservations 10 months in advance. County courthouses will be required to provide lactation spaces with some exceptions. As part of a law that expands eligibility coverage for the Kid Care subsidized health insurance program, the Florida Healthy Kids Corp will establish premium tiers based on household incomes. And that's all that this article says. So Florida's list is kind of boring. Yeah, Adam West, it's kind of funny how Republicans don't like exposing their true financial situations and are quitting. Exactly. New year, new laws. Hey, I use that same joke. Here are some of the Oregon bills that take place January 1st. Speed cameras throughout Oregon. Autonomous photo radar units have until now only been legal in 10 cities across Oregon. Apparently, speeding and unsafe driving has increased in Oregon since COVID-19. The legislature is now letting every city in the state get in on the action. It eased limitations on when speed cameras can be used, so now you can use speed cameras all across Oregon. Lovely. Changes to the DUI law. It's been illegal to drive drunk under the influence of illicit drugs, but that didn't encompass some substances that can impact driving ability, such as kratom, an herbal substance that can produce an opioid and stimulant-like effects. With HB 2316, lawmakers expanded the definition of intoxicant to account for that blind spot. Also included reduced fines and other penalties for people caught bicycling under the influence, reasoning they pose less of a danger to others than someone behind the wheel. Those carve-outs don't apply if a person has a blood alcohol content of at least 0.15 or is riding an e-bike. I just splashed myself. Lovely. New tax breaks for kids, yada, yada. There are laws targeting paramilitary activity and domestic terrorism. Lawmakers were concerned H. Bill 2572 in Oregon allows the Attorney General to investigate organized paramilitary activity and to petition a judge to block planned paramilitary activities that aim to intimidate others or infringe on free speech. It also creates the right to sue for anyone injured by a paramilitary group. H. B. 2772 created a new class of felony crime for domestic terrorism, activity that includes damaging critical infrastructure or dispersing toxic substances. They created a new law to crack down on shoplifting to seek higher penalties for that. Streamlining housing conversions. HB 2984 requires local governments to greenlight the conversion of commercial buildings to housing without throwing up the normal bureaucratic hurdles. Law applies only to cities of at least 10,000 people. Insurance immunity for wildfire maps. The state law intends backlash within release maps. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Senate Bill 82 is an attempt to address the problem with insurance rates going up because of the fire maps. It prohibits insurance companies from using wildfire risk maps to make policy decisions. Okay. Minnesota, new laws January 1st. Earned sick and safe time, a law enacting paid sick and safe time for employees in Minnesota goes into effect. New law allows employees access to paid time off if they are sick, caring for a sick member, or seeking assistance, or if they are a family member, has experienced sexual assault, stalking, or domestic abuse. That's interesting. I've not heard about safe time. That's actually something new that I've heard of. Caller, 323 area code. Put your name in the YouTube chat if you have not done that so already. Just let me know just who you are so I know who you're calling, who is calling. I've not heard of the idea of safe time before. That's something new. Seeking assistance if they or a family member has experienced – oh, you hung up. If they are experienced sexual assault, stalking, or domestic abuse. Interesting. That is a sounds like a reasonable and good thing to have happen. For every 30 hours worked, an employee earned 1 hour of sick and safe time. An employee can earn a maximum of 48 per year. Employees who use sick and safe time to get paid the same hourly rate as if they are working to qualify for sick time. Employees cannot be independent contractors and must work at least 80 hours per year for an employer in Minnesota. Closing the gender and racial pay gap. Starting on January 1st, new law goes into effect to help narrow the gender and racial pay gap, as women, people of color, indigenous people are often paid less. Under the new law, employers are to base applicants' pay on their skills, education, certifications, licenses, the current job market, and other qualifications. Employers cannot ask about an applicant's current pay or consider their past current pay during the hire process. That's good. New law affects public, private, and nonprofit employers in the state. They increased the minimum wage from $10.59 to $10.85 an hour. Ooh. Meanwhile, wages for young people and training people, summer work, travel, exchange visitor program, small businesses increases from $8.63 to $8.85 an hour. The new minimum wage law does not apply to Minneapolis or St. Paul, which has higher minimum wage rates. Minneapolis raised the minimum wage for small businesses to $14.50 and $15.19 for large businesses. Currently, St. Paul businesses must pay employees $15.57 for small businesses and pay $14 an hour. Youth training is $11.90 an hour. And under St. Paul law, hourly wages increase every year. Red flag law. Starting January 1st, certain individuals can petition a court for an extreme risk protection order, including on an emergency basis. The law requires that a person pose a significant danger of bodily harm to others, or is a significant risk of suicide by possessing a firearm. Furthermore, a petition for emergency relief shall additionally allege that the respondent presents an immediate and present danger of either bodily harm or of others or taking a life. Once the court receives a petition, a hearing must be held within 14 days. If a judge issues an order, the person is required to hand over their firearms within 24 hours. I'm guessing the next 24 hours might be quite the interesting thing. Person may lose their firearms for up to a year and will get their firearms back after the order expires. Juvenile offender rights, new law allocating $3.56 billion to Minnesota's public safety, judiciary, and corrections went into effect under the law. Strip searches of detained juveniles are no longer allowed. You cannot use isolation as a form of punishment for juveniles. Law prohibits life sentences without the possibility of parole for those convicted of homicide under 18. Those who committed offenses as juveniles must be eligible for the possibility of release after serving 15, 20, or 30 years, which went into effect in June. A landlord will be required to heat a unit at a minimum temperature of 68 degrees from October 1st to April 30th, beginning 2024. Minnesota legislature has also developed a cold weather rule to protect a tenant or homeowners from having their heat source permanently disconnected during the same time frame if they have been unable to pay utility bills. The rule does not explicitly prohibit shutoffs. It says a utility must remain reconnected for a customer whose household income is or at below 50% of the state median income, median income, if the customer enters into and makes reasonably timely payments under a mutually acceptable payment agreement. At the start of the new year, school districts and charter schools are required to provide free menstrual products and restrooms for students in grades 4 through 12. Elections. Starting on January 1st, foreign influence corporations cannot make certain types of contributions or expenditures, including to promote a candidate's nomination, election, or appointment, to promote or defeat a ballot question, making contributions to a candidate or a candidate's principal's campaign committee, making a contribution to a political fund or party unit, taking any action to publicly endorse or oppose a candidate or ballot question. Corporations that do make authorized contributions or expenditures as allowed by law are required to submit a certification to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board stating it was not influenced by foreigners. Additionally, the tax and policy finance law includes an increase in political contribution refunds for those who make a donation to Minnesota political parties and candidates for state offices. If making a contribution during the 2024 year and beyond, the refund will increase from $50 to $75 for those filing taxes and from $100 to $150 for married joint filers. There's new driver's license. There's new license plate options for Minnesotans. Changes in driver's exams, changes for residential landlords and tenants. Same thing again, you have to provide heat of at least 68 degrees when it drops below 60 between October 1st to April 30th. Tenant can petition for emergency repair for incidents of not having heat. Landlords are only allowed in a residential unit between 8 and 8 and are required to give 24-hour notice before entering. Before bringing an eviction notice for lack of payment, the landlord is required to provide a letter explaining the amount owed and then wait 14 days before evicting. For a building that allows pets, a landlord cannot refuse to rent a unit to someone who has not declawed or devocalized their animal. Yada, yada, yada. So that's all the Minnesota stuff, which is interesting. Let's see. What else? So then the nationwide laws. Again, Illinois, you can dangle fuzzy dice in Illinois is where the fuzzy dice is allowed. Starting Monday, police there will no longer be allowed to pull over motorists solely because they have something hanging from their rearview mirror of the windshield. You could have air fresheners, parking placards, and hanging dice. Revised Illinois windshield rule is one of the hundreds of new laws taking effect across the U.S. The original Illinois windshield was meant to improve roadway safety. It became to be seen as an excuse to pull over drivers. I'm sure there was probably some data out there that showed that black drivers were pulled over much more often than white drivers, and they were like, okay, we're going to pull you over because you have fuzzy dice. And we're going to search you, too. Another Illinois law seeks to stifle more modern form of distracted driving. Again, we talked about the video conferencing. Guns and pornography. A Minnesota law will allow, we already talked about protective orders. Colorado will become one dozen states that ban so-called ghost guns. The new law prohibits firearms that are assembled at home or 3D printed without serial numbers. Let's see. Convictor. What does everyone hate liberals now? I don't know. I don't hate liberals. I'm Liberal Dan. Talk from the left, that's right. Welcome to the channel. Please remember to follow. We're aiming to get 50 followers by end of month so that we could have become an affiliate in our first month. So remember to follow, share the stream, and join in the fun, Convictor. Thank you very much. So let's see. U.S. Supreme Court declined to block an Illinois law from taking effect Monday that bans high-powered semi-automatic rifles in high-capacity magazines. That's interesting. There's a 6-3 conservative court, and they declined to block Illinois law that bans high-powered semi-automatic rifles. Let's go read that some more, because that's interesting. I'm shook. December 14th. How did I miss this one? The Supreme Court on Thursday, December 14th, Supreme Court on Thursday declined to put on hold a new Illinois law that would ban high-power semi-automatic weapons like the used in the mass killing of 7 people at a parade in a Chicago suburb. The justices did not comment in refusing an emergency appeal. The law prohibits possession, manufacture, or sale of semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. Last month, the 3-judge panel in the 7th District voted 2-1 in favor of the law, refusing a request by a gun rights group to block it. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the law 4-3. At least 8 other states and District of Columbia have some sort of prohibition on semi-automatic weapons, and several cases challenging those laws are making their way through the federal courts, relying at least in part on the Supreme Court's decision in 2022 that expanded gun rights. The Protect Illinois Communities Act bans dozens of specific brands or types of rifles and handguns, including AR-15, 50 cal guns, attachments, and rapid-fire devices. No rifle will be allowed to accommodate more than 10 rounds, with a 15-round limit for handguns. Those who own such guns and accessories when the law was enacted have to register them, including serial numbers, with the Illinois State Police. That process began October 1st. So let's see. A federal judge recently blocked a California law that would have banned carrying concealed guns in many public places. However, that was recently overturned by the appeals court. So we'll get to that in a second. Several state laws delve into acceptable online activities. A new Connecticut law requires online dating operators to adopt policies for handling harassment reports by between new users. A North Carolina law will require pornographic website operators to confirm viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commonly commercially available database. The law lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. Another new Illinois law will allow lawsuits from victims of deep fake pornography in which videos or images are manipulated without their consent. That's a thing. But yeah, Louisiana had a law like that as well, where you had to be able to prove that you're you in order for you to be able to go to Pornhub, for example, and go watch some nudie videos. Let's see. Deep fake porn. Artificial intelligence can be used to create art, try and close on fitting rooms, and help design advertising campaigns. Deep fake videos, blah, blah, blah. Porn using technology first began spreading across the internet several years ago. That placed female celebrities on the shoulders of porn actors. Since then, creators have disseminated more videos using online influencers, journalists, and others with a public profile. Thousands of videos exist across a plethora of websites, and some have been offering users the opportunity to create their own images, essentially allowing anyone to turn whoever they wish into sexual fantasies without their consent or use of the technology to harm former partners. So interesting. So now I guess in whatchamacallit. So in North Carolina or in Illinois, you can't, if you use deep fake, if you make a deep fake porn of somebody else, you can get in trouble. So there you go. LGBTQ plus issues, bans for gender affirming care on the books for 22 states, including judges have paused enforcement where they are considering a challenge to the policies. New bans on access to minors for puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery, which is rare. Most likely, most places surgery never happens for minors. In most places to get surgery, if you want to get gender reconstruction or gender surgery, gender affirming surgery, especially bottom surgery, you need to be over 18 and have been on hormone therapy for at least a year, which means you're most likely going to be 19 years old or older to be able to get bottom surgery if you're a trans individual. The only way you're going to get surgery on your nether regions in any sort of clinic is to fix an existing issue to help you get to what you should be and not to what you to what people think you should be. Typically. But of course, Louisiana is one of the stupid laws. West Virginia law contains an exception. Teens could access treatment with parental consent and diagnosis of severe gender dysphoria from two doctors. Many Republican-led legislators have imposed restrictions. Democratic dominated states have responded with transgender protections. A law taking into effect Monday in Hawaii requires new marriage certificates to be issued to people who request to change how their sex is listed. The state also is replacing gender-specific terms in state law. Mother is being replaced with birthing parent. Anna Kasparian's going to be very mad at Hawaii. Father is going to be replaced with non-birthing parent. I guess Cenk Younger is going to be mad too, huh? In Colorado, new buildings wholly or partially owned by the government entities will be required to have on every floor. What if both adopt? Would both be non-birthing parents? Interesting. Interesting way to consider that. How about just parents? In Colorado, new parents, new buildings, wholly or partially owned by government, will be required to have on every floor where there are public restrooms at least one that does not specify the gender of the users. The conservative push on LGBTQ plus policies have come with efforts to keep certain books out of schools or public libraries. An Indiana law makes it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries. By contrast, an Illinois law would block funding for libraries that bans or restrict books. Hey, Kimchi, what's going on? Thank you so much for joining us and our first official new show as partner. So, yay. See, before we get to taxes and wages, let's catch up with the chat. Not much of a chat going on Twitch yet, but that's fine. As long as we have our average of 3 users per hour, we're good. I have a hard time taking Keanu Reeves seriously in Point Break after Bill and Ted. It's weird seeing Steve saying 69, dude, because it's normally it's Aaron going 69, dudes. Billionaire living on a volcano, huh? If Pornhub had to cut off North Carolina, at least until they get... I don't know why Pornhub would have to cut off North Carolina. They have the technology to check the who you are. Stop talking about Taco Bell. You're going to make me hungry. Although I have Chinese food. Yeah, that was funny. Yesterday, I had bought rice from the store just because I made gumbo yesterday. And I'm from Baltimore. Initially, I was raised in Baltimore. And I make a good-ass gumbo. And it's gluten-free, too. So, one thing my wife usually can't have places is gumbo because it's normally made with a regular wheat flour. But I take a gluten-free flour. Like Bob's bread meal cup for cup, and I make a mean ass gumbo. I do a very good job with it for somebody who's not from Louisiana originally. Anyway, but Henry, my son, was like, I want fried rice. I'm like, we're not making fried rice. We're not getting fried rice. He's like, well, can you order it from like Grubhub? And I was like, I'm not getting it from Grubhub. He's like, I'll pay for it. I'm like, fine. So he has money, so I was like, fine, I'll order you some Grubhub. And I was like, well, since he's ordering Grubhub, I'm going to get myself some General Tso's chicken for tomorrow, too. So I have General Tso's chicken for dinner. but now that you mentioned Taco Bell, I would love myself a Nacho Bel Grande as well. Oh, Adam Westfish, don't get me started on them whole myth of states' rights. Rice is easy to make, but fried rice is what he wanted. Like chicken fried rice or whatever, where, you know, you have to put everything together. And we make chicken fried rice or every once in a while, or steak beef fried rice or whatever. We can make it, and it's good, but we just didn't feel like making that on top of the fact that we were making gumbo. So... Bob Blank, in the year 3000, cut off from poor, not enough animal husbandry videos. In the year 3000. Oh, Pornhub cut off North Carolina in protest of the law. Which is weird, though, because Louisiana has the same law, and they didn't cut Louisiana off. They just enabled the use of the software that would people could do the check. Adam West is nice. I would do gluten-free gumbo. I'm autistic, so I can't do gluten or sugar. Hey, you should, if you ever visit, I'll make sure to make a pot of gumbo for you. Let's see. Raleigh, one of the largest pornography websites has blocked access to at least some of North Carolina users because the new state law starting January 1st, which requires users to verify their age. How will Mike Johnson get off without accessing his son's Pornhub account? And that's the way. It's not necessarily that. It's not. I think the way that the software works is it's not that he accesses his son's Pornhub account. It's that they each have software on each other's electronics that will send messages to each other, like saying, "Hey, this your partner, the partner that you've picked, your buddy, has access this site that has been flagged as being, you know, naughty or whatever, so you can verify that each that the other person is not looking at naughty sites." That's apparently what the site. Apparently, you have to pay like $15 a month to use that garbage app or whatever. So it's terrible. So yeah, it's a waste of money for the app. That's absolutely sure. Like it's silly, but like. Just imagine, like, all of a sudden his son decides that he's going to go look at some porn for a second, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, he's like, damn it, I didn't do the thing right. I didn't set it up correctly, and now my dad's seeing that I'm looking up some, like, you know, hot liberal porn. That would be hilarious. Hot liberal, like him looking up, like, some porn of, like, you know, like, parodying, like, you know, Bobert and Beetlejuice. You don't even need to look up. You can just look up, you know, Bobert at the Beetlejuice thing, and if he wants to look up some dirty activity. How about take away the phones? Well, that's too lazy. Or people, we're too lazy, right? Happy New Year, Alarasia. Good to see you. Anyway, back to the new laws. New Year brings a variety of new laws on taxes and wages. 20 states are raising minimum wages. Maryland minimum wage was set at $15 an hour. New Jersey is $15.13. You know, because that's that extra 13 cents is going to make a whole lot of difference. It could. Before I start jesting, let's just see. If you're doing 40 hours a week. Pull that up real quick. If you're working 40 hours a week, times 40, times 52, that's an extra $270 a year before taxes. In Connecticut is $15.69 per hour. 69 dids. New York City is $16 an hour. But it's 15 the rest of the state. California minimum wage will rise to 16 an hour. In Washington, the minimum wage will be 16.28. Residents in some states will gain money by paying less in taxes. Apparently in Alabama, if you work overtime, any overtime hour wages will not be taxed, which I don't know how they're going to figure that out, but interesting. In Kansas, the sales tax on groceries will drop from 4% to 2% in a next step towards gradual elimination. In Louisiana, your overall sales tax is like 9.5% on like non-food stuffs. But like in Louisiana, the state sales tax is zero on food, but like local municipalities still charge sales tax on food. But so this will save $208 annually for a family spending an average of $200 weekly on groceries. Woohoo! Missouri is going to reduce its income tax rate. Again, Alabama will exempt overtime pay. Other laws from the New York Times article. Conservative politicians, of course, Texas is, you know, blocking DEI because it's horrible to learn about diversity and inclusion. That's terrible. Florida enacted a similar thing in May. Californians will be barred by carrying guns in the most public places after 11th-hour ruling in a federal appeals court. Again, in the AP article, I guess, was written recently enough because the AP article said that the law was stopped for a second, but the appeals court overturned lower court decision. Basically, like libraries and sports venues, these guns will be prohibited. 19 states and D.C. have red flag laws. Minnesota becomes the 20th, as we said. Washington State is expanding a 10-day waiting period to purchase any gun, not just on semi-automatic weapons. Illinois is banning high-powered semi-automatic weapons, as we talked about, et cetera. It'll be harder to get fired in California. Employees, with few exceptions, can't be punished for using marijuana outside of work or if traces of THC shows up in blood or urine tests. They also cannot face retaliation for discussing their wages, asking how much coworkers earn, or encouraging colleagues to seek a raise, which is awesome. Solidarity for workers, that is a good thing. Executive order in Nebraska demands that some state workers who have been working remotely since the pandemic return to the office starting Tuesday. Boo. Public Employees Union has asked the state labor court to delay the requirements. In Arkansas, unemployment claims will be denied to anyone who fails to respond to a job offer or shows up to a scheduled job interview in what the state calls Prohibiting Unemployment Claimants from Ghosting Employers Act of 2023. Let's see. What is Prohibiting Unemployment Claimants from Ghosting Employers? P-U-C-G-E. That is not a clever acronym. I'm very disappointed in them. See, public safety. Law enforcement officers must inform drivers why they have been stopped before they begin any questioning. So there's no more, do you know why you've been stopped by California laws? Now they have to say, we are stopping you for X. Good. That sounds the reason. Black motorists get pulled over at higher rates, and a new requirement is intended to deter officers from using traffic stops as a means to search vehicles or investigate drivers for other crimes. California Highway Patrol will also launch an emergency system called Ebony Alerts to notify the public when there are missing black children and women between the ages of 12 and 25. Proponents said that young black residents comprise a disproportionate share of people who go missing and their cases receive less attention in media. Well, duh, that's been going on forever. So that's a problem that needed to be solved. So good. Pennsylvania, new law will add protections for female inmates. The state is banning the shackling and solitary confinement of pregnant and incarcerated women. And full body searches of female inmates by male guards. Whoever, why would anybody think that the full body searching of a female inmate by a male guard was at all appropriate whatsoever? Like, why would that be appropriate? Let's see, 20 states with Republican-controlled legislators pass bans or restrictions on gender care. Yeah, we already know that. California will legally shield its doctors when they ship abortion pills or gender-affirming medications to states that have criminalized procedures. New Jersey pharmacists will be allowed to dispense self-administered hormonal contraceptives to patients without prescriptions. Law enforcement officers in Illinois will be prohibited from sharing license plate reader data with other states to protect women coming for an abortion. That's really good. In Arkansas, new mothers will be required to undergo screenings for depression, which will be paid for by health insurance providers in the state. Public safety employees in Arkansas who experience a traumatic event while on duty will be provided counseling. Let me look that up. In Arkansas, new mothers will be required to undergo screening for depression. Arkansas, new mothers required screening depression. Because that sounds a little overbearing. Thank you, P-Dubs. Welcome to the channel. Thank you so much for thank you for everything you've done for the channel, for all of your watching and all of your liking. Appreciate you, as always. And let's see. Let's see, Arkansas Act 316. That there's just a wrestling joke there. Arkansas Act 316 said, I just whooped your ass. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. C- Because I want to see if it's requiring the hospital to do it or if it's requiring the person to do it. Like, what happens? All right, so depression screening for birth mothers at time of birth. A physician or healthcare provider who is attending a date or a licensed healthcare provider who is attending or providing medical treatment to a birth mother in this stage shall facilitate a healthcare provider to screen the birth mother for depression within the first 6 weeks of birth. If the birth mother declines to be screened for depression within the first 6 weeks of having given birth, the physician or healthcare provider shall record in the patient's medical records that the birth mother was not screened for depression based upon refusal of the patient. A record of the patient refusal relieves the physician and the healthcare provider of liability under this subsection. Records, reports, data, other information collected, maintained under this section, identified could be used to identify an individual patient, healthcare, whatever, subject to disclosure, are not subject to disclosure under Freedom of Information Act. Okay. Okay. That's the way that the news was reporting it seemed like they could force somebody to get a screening if they didn't want it. Like, this now makes it a little more clear. The wording of the text is that the hospitals are required to provide a health screening for depression to new mothers who have given birth. The patients are free to say no. They are free to say, I don't want one, and that can just be noted in their record. And if they don't, and so therefore they don't have to have liability. A healthcare insurer that provides issues or renews the health benefit plan in the state shall provide coverage for screening for the depression of the birth mother by a healthcare professional within the first 6 weeks of the birth mother's having given birth on or after January 1st. The coverage for screening for depression of the birth mother under section is not subject to policy deductibles or co-payment requirements, so it's available at 100% first dollar. It does not diminish or limit benefits otherwise allowable under a health benefit plan. Coverage provided for screening under subsection A of this section for a government self-insured plan is subject to any health benefit plan provisions that apply to services covered by the health benefit plan. So basically, it's available 100% first dollar, so it doesn't cost the patient anything. But the patient, again, is not required to be screened if the patient does not want to be screened. So it's not like the state is forcing the individual to get the screening. It's just requiring the hospital provide the screening, and it's requiring the insurer to pay for the screening without any costs for the patient. So there's no cost for the patient, and there's no requirement that the patient do it. There's no punishment for the patient for not doing it. It's just the hospital has to give it and the insurance has to pay for it. Okay, that's much better than how the wording of the law. Because the way that this article is, Act 316 will require new mothers to be screened for depression. Like, that says, that seems to me, the news is saying, at least the way the title says it, to me that sounds like the mothers have to be screened. Like, you have no choice as a mother. And not the hospitals are required to provide screening for new mothers who want, who can reject us. Yes, Vince and Owen. It's malpractice fears. It's basically there's liability. You want to basically make sure that you're not dealing with postpartum issues. Why is this coming up again? Headphone check again. Automatic video playing. F you. Jesus. Wow. Aaron West, I've never eaten kimchi. Well, you know, we should be so lucky. But see, I had a very good holiday. Let's see. Big hook. Now everyone's business is what could go wrong. Well, again, one of the things that I did read in the bill is also that it's not part of like a public records request or anything. So even though it's required to be put in the patient's records, i.e. like it requires the doctors put in to the notes, it requires them to say, hey, this person refused, but nobody can make a public records request to say this patient refused. It's just there so that the doctors can cover their own butts if they want to cover their own butts. So, hey, feet on the dashboard, what's going on? If you like spicy, you will like kimchi. I love spicy, and I love kimchi, both versions. And Aaron, you do have to know, you have to remember that Hal did say to protect the kidney. Just wait till you try Filipino ballo, but it's partially formed chicken eggs. I have no desire to try that. I've seen that. I have no desire to try that whatsoever. Whatsoever. Oy. For a brief second, though, just in case anybody missed it from last week, and just because the people who may not have heard it, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio and you might not have heard it last year, just to play it again, this year's the last year's 2023's Hypocrite of the Year. The 2023 Liberal Dan Radio Hypocrites of the Year are the Young Turks. Not only did Chekanana double down on anti-trans and TERF rhetoric when called out on it, and not only did they support a Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action, but Chank and his run for president is not only ill-advised because he is not eligible, but it is a grift that only helps Donald Trump win. Remember to see who the Liberal Dan Radio Hypocrite of the Week is, and for more talk from the left that's right, tune in every Monday and Wednesday, live at 8 p.m. Central at LiberalDanRadio.com. And that's right, one of the easiest ways you can share the channel on YouTube is LiberalDanRadio.com. I guess I should make Twitch.LiberalDanRadio.com the Twitch link. That would make it easier. Maybe I could go YouTube.LiberalDanRadio.com and Twitch.LiberalDanRadio.com. I don't know. We'll figure that all out. But LiberalDanRadio.com sends you to the YouTube channel, and Twitch.tv/LiberalDanRadio brings you to the Twitch channel. If you have not followed me on Twitch yet, it's Twitch.tv/LiberalDanRadio. We are trying to within 1 month, become a Twitch affiliate. That way you can do things like use your Amazon Prime membership to freely subscribe to my Twitch channel. Doesn't cost you a dime, but it will help give me money once that happens. We can do that within a month. You know how it took forever to become a YouTube partner, and now we finally have gotten there, which is awesome, and I appreciate everybody's help. It's much easier to become a Twitch affiliate. We just need to get an average of 3 viewers per hour, and we need to get 50 followers. We have 10 now. We started off the show with 7. We're at 10. And we just need to do that by the end of the month, and we'll be there. So once we get there, it'll be all good in the hood. So thank you, Jolie, for posting the link. So, and what's awesome is I now have this new thing here where I can post all the chat from both of the chats, and everybody can see everything. Like if I type this here into the... So if I post, this is from Twitch, and I can post that right here, and you can see the chat on both, and there you go. So although I don't know if I want to make it bigger or smaller or make the text bigger or what, but we can see the chat going on here, and I've managed to get both in. See, Vincent Owens, add your fresh pepper, slightly crushed, your vinegar, garlic water solution, add spices of your choice. Y'all are making me hungry over here. P-Dubs is already a follower on Twitch. P-Dubs, you are ahead of the game, and I appreciate you a bunch. So, Wes, is that you again? We don't... Why are you calling in again, Wes? Is there something new to talk about, or you're just trying to call in again just to be silly? See, hard to read. Yeah, I probably should make the text bigger. How do I... I think I could probably do that if I edit the link. Font size 17. Let's change that to font size 24. No, not 247. 24. I just reset the whole thing. We'll see. When I was in jail, my friend managed to keep my plants alive long enough for me to harvest the peppers. Mmm, peppers. I love me some peppers. Oh, now it's reloading. I guess once I changed the settings, it refreshed it and restarted it again. So we'll see if that looks better. Might have to change it again. Maybe make it like 32? I don't know. That's gonna reset it again. See, thinking about growing apocalypse peppers is one of the hottest 2 million Scovilles. I'm coming to your place, Vincent. I love me spice. I don't think that did anything to change the text size at all. Oh, well, we can fix that later. I just made it invisible. I do love me since. It's funny, though, because, like, if you look at my DNA test, you'll see, like, just I'm completely translucent when it comes to my whiteness. But I love spicy food, like some just good, delicious, spicy food. And just it can't be just, like, ridiculously, like, you know, blow out your butt, whatever. But like, I like flavorful spicy food, but, like, I like a good sweat going. I like some heat. I just like a good, it's so good. See, Mala came home after being at the farm for a week. She slept for 24 hours. The farm tuckered her out. Oh, like when we were away at Disney World for a few days and Blanche was at her doggy daycare and she was just playing with all the other dogs, she was worn out. She was worn the F out and she just was sleeping. It was very cute. That was very cute. I've never found anything that can heat me up. Like hot pepper wise or anything. Yeah, if it has no flavor, it's useless. I absolutely agree with you, Kimchi. 100%. Liberal Dan Radio Food Hour. The last hour of the show is going to be food, I guess, today. Because as we usually go to, the last hour of the show tends to turn into chaos. Chaos, food, other random stuff. And one of the most important things, though, about making sure that we do 3 hours of show is that we have to make sure that we get enough viewing hours going on so that we can get the affiliate hours up. We need to get the affiliate stuff going on. Let's see, creator dashboard. See, Wes, today at 7:28, that's what I said, except not Spanish. Is there a tip, tap, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So let's see. Post your stream schedule. There you go. For some reason, it wasn't showing properly. My stream schedule wasn't showing properly the other day when I was editing the stream schedule, but now it's showing properly now on my YouTube page. Let's see. Boo, 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 boo. Not stream alerts. Don't want stream alerts yet. No, don't want that yet. Trying to figure out where's the. Let's bring it over here. There we go. Analytics. Overview. So good. So far today, we're at 3.6 average viewers, which is good. And let's see. The requirements to get to I'll review research. No. Achievements. Path to affiliate. That's it. So path to affiliate. We need to reach 50 followers, which we're at 10 now. We need to stream for 8 hours, which we'll do by next week. Need to stream on 7 different days, which we'll do by the end of the month. And we need to have an average of 3 viewers per hour, which we'll do hopefully by the end of the month. So there we go. So that's the thing. That's the goal, is to reach affiliate by the end of the month. And so we know that we're going to stream for 8 hours. We know we'll get there. We know we're going to stream for 7 different days. So we can cut the stream off at 2 hours. We could do 2 hours today. We could do it Monday, Wednesday. If we do it, because we're starting on the 1st. So Monday, Wednesday. So we actually have 10 days in January that we can do it. So Monday, Wednesday. So we'll stream for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. We'll stream for 20 hours this month if we do it for at least 2 hours every day. So we'll stream for 20 hours. We'll be streaming on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll stream for 10 days, and then we'll need an average of 3 viewers. And it has to be on 30 days. So once we get to the 30th, the stupid little stream that we did just as a test stream will drop off, and then that will help the numbers, and then we'll reach affiliate, assuming we manage to get the average of three point something viewers at the point. So that's kind of the goal that we're at, and I think we'll be able to do it, and we'll be able to get it in the first month of trying, and I know we can do it because everybody is awesome, and I love y'all for doing it. So let's see. Adam Westish, haven't we already descended into chaos? Well, even if we haven't descended into chaos, we're there. So we'll get there. Adam Westish, I like my men like my food well-browned. So kimchi, I'm pretty liberal. I like tall, dark, or handsome. So it's as long as it's one of the three, kimchi, it's fine. Tall, dark, or handsome. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. As Meatloaf said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. See, Adam, kids got me ghost pepper extract dropper and late. It's a bit warm. See, P-Dubs, I spent most of the day on the phone with my phone provider. I think I may need to find another provider. Jeff Curry, you need to tour the country and win every hot pepper challenge there is. Then we can retire together on roommate. I agree with that. If that's just warm to you, then yes, Jeff, you need to tour the country and do hot pepper eating contests and just destroy everybody. I think we found your calling in life, Jeff. Just destroy everybody in hot pepper eating contests. Aaron, you like dark coffee or you like dark people who can roast you? See, true story. I was about 12 at the Missouri State Fair. Won the Red Band tobacco spitting contest. 26.2 inches. I'm a damn catch. Nice. See, Kimchi. I mean, tall, white, and handsome was good, but short, brown, and rich was also amazing. Nice. I had the fortune of having a variety of extreme. As long as there was some kind of hotness involved, I was happy. Nice. The love lives of the Liberal Dan Radio audience. The Raging Cajun Diet. Yes. gumbo, hot peppers, as long as it's not Tabasco, because Tabasco is terrible. Like, I don't know why people eat Tabasco. It's the look of hot sauce. Aaron, LOL, Dan, I'm easy. Well, I mean, you know, I'm in New Orleans. New Orleans is the big easy, so I fit in right in here. So, because I'm the big easy, too. The heart wants what the heart wants. What about the other parts of the body? Well, my screen just went nuts for a second. It just went, whoop. And it's all the pheromones that you don't even know you're sniffing. Kind of like the dogs that Wes was talking about earlier. Louisiana hot sauce is pretty good. Their green one is pretty good. The green hot sauce they have is good. I like Louisiana hot sauce. Crystal hot sauce is okay for the hot sauces that are down here. Yes, Jeff Curry, Tabasco sucks. Again, I've talked about this before. If anybody from Scorned Woman Hot Sauce is listening, I would love to talk. I would love for you to advertise my show. Scorned Woman Hot Sauce is delicious and just perfect. It's a great amount of heat and flavor. It's delicious. I love Scorned Woman. Hey, I don't even think Tabasco is McDonald's of hamburgers. McDonald's hamburgers can be good if made right. Tabasco can't be good ever. Everybody has a crush. Spill the tea, ladies and gents. What, in the chat? Anybody have a crush on the chat, or anybody has a crush just overall? I'm sure everybody has a crush on somebody else in the chat. I don't know. Who knows? Scorned Woman, I love it already. Yes, Scorned Woman hot sauce is delicious. It is so freaking good. Absolutely freaking good. Let me find a link of Scorned Woman hot sauce. Hold on. I think they have it on Amazon. And if you use my link, you get another way to support me as well. Because I'm still an affiliate somehow. Copy associates link. And then go to YouTube. Go to the live. And then paste in chat. There you go. There's a link to Scorned Woman hot sauce, and if you buy it via Amazon, it's another way to support the show. And if you click on the Amazon link and buy anything else on Amazon, it helps me out too. So there you go. Everyone tried to hook me up with Eric. I said I'll never go out to Computer Geek until I met him, swoon. Hey, computer nerds are awesome. We are great. We are great to meet and other things. Let's see. Vincent Owens, I should probably go. Thanks for the chat, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Vincent, for coming to the chat. Appreciate you. Thank you for joining in the chat. Adam West, my crush is Mr. Olympia, is he in the chat? Not that I'm aware of, at least. What's up, Bob? Good to see you. Just advertise it and contact them via things, what I would do. I could do a video. I could make a video link of do a taste testing of Liberal Dan tastes liberal. This is probably what I should do. Liberal Dan does a taste test of hot sauces and just do like several of my favorite hot sauces and put affiliate links down in the comment sections and have people go so people can go buy the taste test and then have like people be like, oh, Liberal Dan likes to eat these. I don't know. Maybe that's something that I should do. Who knows? The computer nerds and word nerds are at odds, which are perfect when you when you complete each other. Not so great when you literally speak different languages. I don't know. Well, if the computer nerds are also cunning linguists, you never know. It's always good to have a cunning linguist over a master debater. Right? If he's hot, who cares about the language? I thought Jeff was interested in Jackie. Hot wings. I love hot wings. There's not really any really good hot wing place anymore in my area, unfortunately. The one really, there was a food truck that used to have hot wings that was so flipping good, and the truck broke down and they stopped doing business. And like I emailed them or messaged them on Facebook and I was like, could I get you on to like cater a party or something? And they were like, no. And I'm like, what? You won't even do a party? Like you won't even make stuff for a party? Like what? Why? I didn't even understand it. I stayed up well past midnight last night. I took my oldest son. My youngest son wanted to stay home and play Fortnite. So me and my oldest son and my wife went to the levee and watched the fireworks downtown, and then drove back home and watched a little more TV, and I played a little bit of video games as we tried to calm my dog down, who was not very happy about the fireworks. And then I eventually went to sleep. So, Shakira is awesome. I would go out with Shakira whenever. Wherever, whenever. Honestly, like the only place that I would go to, and the only place right now that's anywhere close to me that I would go to get hot wings close to me is B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings. That tells you how bad the wing situation is in the area around me, is that B-Dubs is the only, quote, good wings near me. Not P-Dubs, but B-Dubs. So, B-Dubs, in defense, I had gotten up at 6 a.m. I think yesterday I woke up like at like right before noon. I even was late actually starting to watch the Saints game. By the time I actually watched the Saints game, it was like the Saints were already up 7-0. And yes, I got a crush on Jackie. I was right. I told you. Oh, here's something I wanted to talk about. Actually don't talk much about sports, but I got a huge kick out of the whole, like, I'm not big on, like, I don't have, like, a college football team. Like, I went to Tulane, and when I went to Tulane, the football team sucked. But then I didn't graduate from Tulane. I finished up University of New Orleans didn't have a football team. And hey, P-Dubs, if you make great wings, I will come to P-Dubs for the wings. If you make me good wings, come to me for your wings. Anyway, so, and anyway, so, and I was always not a big fan of the fact of how college football was always not, like, it seemed not very objective when it came to how they picked their national champion. It was always subjective. So I wasn't very happy about that. Wasn't something that I could get excited over, but I would follow college football just so I could be informed. And sometimes the game was fun to watch, but there was the whole big rigmarole this year about how Florida State got snubbed. Supposedly they got snubbed by the selection of who made the top four teams to make the playoff, right? So Florida State went undefeated, and they got snubbed, in quotes, for the other four teams that made it into the final two. And there were all sorts of videos around social media about it. They were complaining. Other people were complaining. Well, Georgia and Florida State played yesterday, and the final score was Georgia 63, Florida State 3. And I was like, well, I guess we now know that Florida State had no business being in the top four when it came to who was playing for the national championship, because holy crap, you just got crushed 63-3. You had no business being in the national championship game whatsoever. Let's see, Kimchi. Yeah, we should all have a hot wing and crush party at somebody's place. Just have it in New Orleans. Have a hot wings and who's crushing on who party, liberal band style. Liberal bands, hot wings, and crushes. Yes, that was a huge speck, and not in a good way. not in the way that many people would enjoy being spanked. Because holy crap, 63-3. I'm just like, God damn. Because I saw something. I had seen somebody tweet something out about, well, I guess that shows you that Florida State didn't deserve to be in the national championship picture. And I was like, okay, let me go look that up. It's like Florida State score. And I looked it up, and I nearly spit out the damn drink I was drinking because I was like, damn. So. Hey, Govan, $5 super chat. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for throwing the $5 my way. You're awesome. Aaron, you enjoy spanks, but a 63-3 spank? I mean, I guess relatively speaking, I mean, that is a very large spank. So if that's the level that you want, I mean, I guess that lets everybody know. But yes, thank you so much, man. What did you get for Christmas, P-Dubs? Two front teeth? Let's see. I doubt there are many ahi tuna swimming around in Virginia. Well, maybe it's on a like ahi tuna farm. I don't know. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Or a hippopotamus. Was it a hippopotamus? I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Cool. Wait. I started singing the hippopotamus for Christmas song before Aaron's A Hippo showed up. So... That's what I want to know if Aaron put a hippo before she heard me singing a hippopotamus for Christmas. That would have been hilarious. That's almost as good as the time where I got my first. I got my first buy me a cider where I was like, I had said something to the effect of the buy me a cider. Let's see if I can find it. Hold on. Let's turn off the audio for a second so I can find it without making too much noise. Let's go to youtube.com/liberaldanradio. Yes, I saw you got the Ibanez. Is that what you said? The Ibanez. Well, Kimchi, she was first when she typed it. Did she? But I didn't see it when I said it. That's the thing. There's such a delay. I didn't see it before I said it. Which was so if she typed it before y'all heard it, it means that she didn't hear it before I said it, which means that we both said the same thing, knowing that each other said the same thing, which means that we both had a similar thought, which means we're on the same wavelength. Yeah, here it is. Epic moment on Liberal Dan Radio. So this is another one of these. Now it's being very slow. Now I'm getting. Ugh. Why is this going so horribly? Find out why. Why am I getting interruptions? Am I having a terrible internet? So there you go. I don't know why I'm having this problem, but yeah, that's what happened. Oh, that was super loud. I'm sorry. It was buffering on my end too. Like, it was being really stupid loud buffering, like, on my end. Like, I don't know why it was being so bad. I don't know why the internet is being really bad on my end. I don't know why. Let me speed test and I'll see what my issue is. So that's there's been many times where me and Aaron have just been on the same wavelength. Like, so that was that time where I was like, I really wish somebody would buy me a cider. And then as I was saying, I wish somebody would buy me a cider, Aaron was in the process of buying a cider. And there was no way that Aaron could have known that I was saying that as I was asking that. And there was no way that I could have known that Aaron was doing it as I was doing it. So then there was no way that Aaron could have known that I was singing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas as she typed it, but I was saying it before she actually typed it. And then there's another time on my Nerdy Dan Twit stream where I played an air horn for Aaron to come out, and then immediately Aaron showed up. So that was crazy. But let's see. Let's check speed, my upload download speed, what the issue is. Oof. My download speed is ridiculous. What is going on with that? That is not good. That's probably why I'm having issues with download, because my download speed was terrible. What about my upload speed? My upload speed's terrible too. I need that. That's probably why I'm having some of the issues I'm having, because my upload speed's only 100. I'm used to be at like 500. Yeah, I contact AT&T. That's terrible. Not having as good speed as I'm paying for AT&T. I should be close to a gig. Yeah, this is not good at all. Not one bit. We'll check this out and try and get that fixed before Wednesday's show. I don't know what's going on with that, but my upload speed is definitely not as good as it should be. That's for darn sure. For darn tootin'. Let's see. Scrolling back up. So did you hear that they're going to release the list of people associated with Epstein? I did. I talked about that a little bit, I think, on the last show of last year, which I don't know if I agree with or not, simply because of the fact that, like, I think it might be that because, like, I don't know if they talk about the flight list or the other lists or, like, the list of the people with the lawsuit. I know some there might be redacting some of the victims' names or something, but one of the problems is that if Epstein did something legitimately fine. Let's say Epstein did something legitimately okay. Like, that had to do with trouble behavior. He lumped it with the other people. I don't know. I think that's terrible. I don't think that's a good thing. Anyway, Doesn't seem like a reasonable thing for me to do, for to be. And so, it seems to me that this is just my network's, like my Twitch is now saying my network's unstable. This is saying my network is I'm getting worse and worse information when it comes to my network health. Anyway, let me see if I can try and fix this tonight or worry about it. Anyway, I think we'll just probably go ahead and end the show for tonight. But yeah, that's my point with Epstein is that I see the appeal of wanting, I understand, like, I want to see everybody who was on Epstein's plane. I want to see everything that was involved with Epstein for everything. I understand why everybody's gut reaction is, yes, let's see it. But at the end of the day, if there are people who were connected in some way with him that didn't do anything wrong, that get lumped in with all the people that did, like, that's not fair to those people. Like, I know Jeffrey Epstein did get hooked up with some prostitution scandal with the underage person in prostitution and did, you know, go to jail or something for it. And, like, I didn't know about that until he ended up getting arrested the second time. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know about that. So if I were to have known and met him at something and there was a picture taken of me with a dude or whatever, like, if I'm a random person and I just happen to meet him in some other event, like if I'm some random schmo, like why should I get punished if I'm some random, I'm not saying me personally, I'm just saying if I'm some random schmo and I'm getting, and I happen to get hooked up into something where something else invites me along to something. And all of a sudden here I am in this event and it's a tame G-rated, not horrible events, and it happens to be hooked to Epstein, and I don't know, and then all of a sudden my name gets plastered all over the media because I happen to be at this thing because a friend of mine invited me. Like, that's not fair to that person, right? So, yeah, I get the reason why people want to have the list, but I don't believe that it's in the public interest to just know everything. I think the only people who should be known are the people who should be, are the people who actually did wrong things. So, see, his friends, middle school girl children, and his friends, middle school girl children, 13-year-old and 12-year-old. Yeah, everybody who harmed people and everybody he knows who harmed people, bury him under the prison. I'm like, he can't be buried under the prison. He's already dead. But everybody who did harm, screw him. And like, as they say, like, what? Bill Clinton did something. Screw him. I don't care. I don't care if the people that I like, that I used to like politically, if they ended up doing bad things with Jeffrey Epstein, screw him. Bury him under the prison. Unlike the MAGA folks, we're not beholden to political people. I don't care if Bill Clinton did horrible things in Epstein Island, yeet him. If Joe Biden did something horrible in Epstein Island, yeet him. If Barack Obama did something horrible in Epstein Island, yeet him. I won't waste another breath crying or fighting over them. Yeet him. But I guarantee you, if Donald Trump was found to have done something terrible in Epstein Island, there's already pictures of Trump hanging out with Epstein all over the place. But they have no problem with that. And if it was shown that Donald Trump did something in Epstein Island, they'll make excuses for him till as long as the day is long. So, Kimchi, my name is Kimberly Josephina Snuffleheimer. My name is Zaphod Beeblebrox, and I was on the plane, both of my heads. Oh, my. Both of your heads, huh? Pum-pum. Did you bring a towel?
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Anyway, so thanks everybody for coming on to this, for joining me for the first episode of 2024, for the first official episode of me as a official partner on YouTube, for my first episode of me trying to become an affiliate on Twitch. If you haven't done so already, twitch.tv/liberaldanradio will get you there. Just follow me if you haven't done so already. You could always join the show as a a liberal Danimal or the other higher level memberships, if you please. Until Wednesday night, we'll be back Wednesday night. Hopefully, I'll have the issues fixed when it comes to the streaming issues, maybe just the internet issues, because I'm not happy with the fact that I only have 100 per second up. That's not a good thing. But if you want to join me tomorrow, I will be live on the NerdyDan.com channel as well. So you can join me there. Otherwise, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. as well. Here on TheLiberalDan.com/TheLiberalDan Radio, or apparently back on blogtalkradio.com/TheLiberalDan as well. Until next time, this is Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right. Nope, that's the wrong thing.